This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Now, hey, listen to me. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game. And everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done
nope.
Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here.
Oh, listen to that locker room after a big night on Sunday night. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-949. We've got a prize giveaway. We'll tell you all about it coming up in a few minutes. But I like that. You know what you could hear in that locker room, Hugh? You could hear those guys want to get Saquon those yards. They probably want to get him that MVP. That was a big roar there from Nick Sirianni, from the crowd or the players, when Nick Sirianni said, Saquon got the franchise record. You heard that roar there. They love it.
Yeah, man, it's an exciting time. You know, it's funny. I saw a video the other day of Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean, mm-hmm. sit on the sideline, and they were talking about, they was like, I guess Zach said something about Saquon's about to do something special, and he did. I think that was when he ripped off, if I'm not mistaken, the second 70-yard run. Man, it's infectious. When you have a guy that you want to play hard and you want to do well because you want to put him in position to see what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I remember when I played with the Jets. And this might sound bad, but we used to get off the field on defense. We played the Buffalo Bills, and I wanted to see what Bruce Smith was going to do. I used to watch Bruce Smith play. And I remember one play, and it's an infamous play where Everett McGiver, my teammate at the time, he was talking trash to Bruce. He was calling Bruce all kinds of names.
How'd that work out?
And Bruce looking like, I remember Bruce looking around like, who is he talking to? Man, the next play. Bruce got off the ball so fast. He beat Everett out of his stance, and he hit Boomer so hard in his chest that Boomer was in the fetal position.
Oh, no.
For like 5 minutes. We thought he was dead. He didn't fumble. I'll never forget it, because it was like I still remember that moment in my head. But that's the kind of player Saquon is. You want to get off the field, and you want to be in the best seat possible to see what this man's going to do next, especially after the week he had against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, it's every week. He's must-see football. He's must-see football. He's brought back a time, dare I say, when Walter Payton used to run the ball, Sweetness used to touch the rock, and everybody wanted to see Sweetness run the ball.
Barry Sanders?
Earl Campbell, like them old school running backs like that, man. There might be a paradigm shift in the way that we look at running backs now because of what he's done.
Well, him and Henry.
That might be a little bit hyperbole, huh?
No.
Sound good, though. I mean, it sounds like I might be on to something here.
I think you might be.
Trying to get ahead of this thing.
Well, to be fair, the Eagles might have been ahead of it. And we just
–
Now we're seeing the dividends, right? Like they paid Saquon. But you might be right, Hugh. I mean, this might be coming where more teams will pay for running backs or sign them. I mean, the three biggest backs signed in free agency this past year all are having immense success, right? Saquon, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs doesn't get the kind of pub the other two get, but he's had a really nice year for a good team in Green Bay. So there is something to that. 215-592-9494. Also, let's listen to Jalen Hurts talk about this team and kind of staying grounded and thinking big picture and learning from the past.
This was the point of this season last year when things started to turn. How much better do you feel about the situation you're placed this year right now?
We're still growing. You know, I say, you know, in terms of my mentality, it's no different than trying to get better. I'm not satisfied. You know, we're not satisfied. I wasn't satisfied in the past. I'm not satisfied now. And I think we have last year to learn from players and coaches and how we approach certain situations. But now, it's a day-by-day grind, you know. I'm not going to get too high, get too low. We're going to appreciate the moment. We're going to look at what we did and what we're able to accomplish, and then we're going to look at how we can be better at it. And I think I've said it before, you know, being able to learn from our mistakes, we can't be foolish and not do that.
So, Hugh, one of the things, and I know you're on the side that this really is a better team than 2 years ago. One of the things that does strike me is they might just be more prepared for it, right? Because that team 2 years ago kind of came out of nowhere. Pretty young team. It was Jalen's second year as a starter. AJ, a young player. Devontae, a young player. Sirianni, a young coach. This is their second time now looking like a legitimate Super Bowl team. Maybe they're just more prepared, you know, compared to 2 years ago.
I don't know about that, Joe. I think it's Saquon. Saquon has, to me, watching him play and the way that this offensive line is blocking it, and it's funny because now I'm thinking back about at the bye when they went in the office and said, hey, we need to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Sirianni was open to that idea.
The meeting that changed the season?
Yes. Joe, there hasn't been a week since Saquon has been popping off 100-yard games every week, that we've played a team that has been in ample position to even slow him down. Think about that for a minute.
When was the last time he had under 100 yards? Was it the Browns game in week 5,
maybe,
right after the bye?
Maybe.
I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, he ran all over the Jaguars. That's the game he did the backwards hurdle. The Cowboys game, did he get there in the Cowboys game? Because they kind of pulled back in the Cowboys game a little bit.
The Browns one might have been one.
The Browns was definitely one. I think he only had 64 yards that day. That stood out to
me. Maybe the Bengals? I don't know. I remember they threw it a lot in that game.
They did throw, and they were up late. But if I had to guess right now, I would say two games under 100 this year.
18 carries in that game against the Browns for 47 yards.
Okay, so that was the Browns one. That was a lesser game by his
standards. The Giants, that's when he started to go, he started, you know, show his ass.
Giants
game,
completely.
176.
I think
the Bengals game.
I think it's just two games this year under 100 yards.
108, yeah. But the bottom line is this. From that Giants game on, watching the film, most people say, hey, you got to stop 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the guy. He's the straw that stirs the drink. You stop him, you know, Jalen's not throwing. Just hypothetically, I don't want nobody to be all up in their feelings, but they say hypothetically, you know, we stop 2-6, make one beat you. Make him be the guy that beat you. Haven't been able to do that. Have not been able to do that. You do not know how powerful that is. Going, like, just thinking back when I played, going into team meetings, looking at the big board, the number one thing that we wanted to do every Sunday, take away the run. Less than 100 yards rushing.
Mm.
Saquon Barkley is breaking teams' backs with the running game.
Well, and even when you think you have him for three, four, five in a row, he breaks the 50-yarder, and then you're dead. I mean, like, he's done that. So it feels, it's crazy to me how many explosive runs he's had. Because the run game, typically, Hugh, it's not an explosive play, right? It's more of a methodical, move the chains kind of, you know, even the good runners, right? They'll run for 6 or 7 or 8, whatever. Maybe they'll break a 15 once in a while. But he breaks 50, 70-yarders. So that, it's just, it's rare running backs do that.
They take great pride. And this is what, this is why when I was talking to Jordan last night, I could feel it and I could see it in his eyes because he was still, like if he had to play yesterday, he was ready to go. He really, really was. They take great pride, especially him, in mauling people.
Yeah, and they should because, and they're great
they're,
at it.
And they're mauling people to the level, Joe, where they're getting to the second level. They're beating up linebackers. That's the beautiful part about this running game right now is that linebackers, the way that they're getting to the second level, go watch the film. They're not even in position to get a lick on Saquon Barkley.
No, they're getting knocked over.
I think it was the second run when Mike was like, look, he shot out of a cannon. Dude, in the way that he's coming off of blocks, like the block is being made as I use my hands to reference what I'm trying to show and can nobody see it because we're on radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that when the block comes, he's right behind the block.
And then he's deciding left, right, go.
And then he's gone. And then, you know, this morning we're looking at it, right? This dude weighed 230 pounds, 34 pounds.
Well, to see a guy that can move like him on a cut on a dime.
And he's outrunning everybody.
It's remarkable. He's a remarkable athlete. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say this Eagles team is better than the 2022 Super Bowl team? Early returns here on the Midday Show poll, very split. 52% on no, 48% on yes. Are you ready? Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What up, Mike? Will.
Oh, man, listen, man. I've been saying it ever since the Super Bowl. You know, we needed the power back. We needed the back to wear the teams down. We needed that. And now we got that. And now you see the success that we do have. The thing, I know everybody kept saying, running the ball, but no, it's not just running the ball. You got to have a special type of back to run that ball. And you see what it's taking the teams to do. They don't know how to adjust to him. Not only he's wearing them down, but he's plowing them too. So, you know, even with Derrick Henry,
down,
like, let me just say this. Derrick Henry,
it's crazy.
What's the name that's using them wrong? That's why, you know, if you notice, when they don't run Derrick Henry, they lose the game.
They ran him last night. They used him last night a good amount.
Right. And they run a Saquon, and I like that. But what I want to say is this, and then y'all can cut me. When we go up, and hopefully it will be the Kansas City Chiefs, right? When we go up against them, right,
mm-hmm.
I want the team and I want our coach to know that we're not only playing the team, we're playing the refs too. Because there's no way that these guys should be winning any of these games. Y'all can say what y'all want, but I call it like it is. They is scraping by with the referee's
call like
head. That's all I got.
Well, they have scraped by. Will, we appreciate it, man.
Running them down and plowing them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot for 10:42 in the morning. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do have a prize to give away today. A pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 7th. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams battling for bragging rights in a one-day triple header. You get three games where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale, BigFiveClassic.co. You can also win them here with a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
So I got a lot of heat the last time we did this. People say, Hugh, you're making a clue too hard and too ambiguous. I'm like, hold up, dog. I think I give out some good clues. So this week, I'll make it a little bit easier for y'all. So this is the first clue. This first clue is that this is a holiday tradition.
You think you're real funny over here, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, all right. All right, Hugh's first clue today. It's a holiday tradition.
And my DMs and my Twitter about to blow up with Nina Hurtful tweets in 3, 2, 1.
Boom. All right, 215-592-9049 for holiday tradition is the first clue today for Hugh's clues. We'll get your guesses up here. Winner today gets a pair of tickets to the Big 5 Classic on December 7th. All right, let's go to Skyler over in New Jersey. What's up, Skyler?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Skyler. What's up,
Skyler?
Not much. So do I have to answer the question first, or can I talk birds first?
Let's talk birds.
Do what you want to do, Skyler. This is your world right now.
Let's
go for it.
Birds.
It's the holiday.
What are you thinking here? Are you ready to say today this team's better than 2022?
Right now, I say no. I'm actually going to the game on Sunday in Baltimore, so my answer might be changing come Monday morning. Just because the reason I say that is I just think – since that Buffalo game last year, I just don't know if I could like be able to trust Hurts in like a playoff shootout. I think he's been phenomenal at what he's done this year in terms of managing the game and taking control of the offense. And that's probably the biggest thing you need in your quarterback. But if we have to go to Detroit, in Ford Field in, January, right now I'm not confident in saying that, you know, he can win a shootout. But with that being said, I think run game does travel in the playoffs. And I think that, with Saquon and what he's been able to do, I think it's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds or Skims, sure. You think about a great product, a cool brand and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's been pretty stellar, and I think that definitely helps us out in that sense to take some of the pressure off Jalen. But that's my answer for that. And then just a quick question for you before I get let go. Vic Fangio has done a phenomenal job, but he let up 56 points to this Lamar Jackson-led offense last year when Miami played Baltimore. Obviously, I think our defense a lot more talented, a lot better than Miami's defense last year, but 56 points is a lot of points in the NFL. Do you think some of the scheme is going to cause some issues this week?
Skyler, that's a good question. I remember when the Eagles brought in Fangio, we kind of referenced like, hey, he did a pretty good job in Miami, but they did fall apart at the
end
last year.
They didn't like him.
And they didn't like him. Now, Skyler, one thing I will point out that I think is fair to bring up with that team you mentioned last year, it's also kind of symbolic right now going on with the Eagles. They lost a lot of their edge rushers around Thanksgiving last year. Jalen Phillips, like they got decimated by injuries right before that.
That's when they were trying to call JPP and them tests come in. Right.
And then so by the time they played Baltimore in the game you're referencing, they were kind of decimated. Now, you could say we're becoming that a little bit, right? No Brandon Graham. Not that Bryce Huff was doing much, but they're down another body there. So I think it's a great test, Skyler. I'm with you in that this game Sunday is going to go a long way if I'm ready to say they're better than 2022. If they go to Baltimore and win this game on Sunday and win it by convincingly and look good on defense, Skyler, I might come in here Monday and say they're going to win the whole thing. Like this might be like a tipping point kind of game.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, what's your guess for Hugh's clue, Skyler? What do you got?
So holiday tradition, I'm going to go with breaking a wishbone on Thanksgiving.
That's
and if
a,
I break,
that's
if
a
I,
holiday tradition?
Sure.
For who?
And I'm going to do it this Thursday, and if I get the bigger half, I'm going to wish for a bird Super Bowl.
Oh, I like that, Skyler. There you go.
You've never heard of breaking a wishbone?
Come on, Hugh.
No, not as a tradition. I mean, I've seen it.
Why else would you do it?
Because you're making a wish. It's a wishbone.
You mean traditionally?
No, I mean like, okay, if I find a wishbone in a piece of chicken, I'm going to break the wishbone
what
and make a wish.
What do you do with the turkey on Thanksgiving?
I did not know that was a tradition.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the one time where like everybody's making a giant bird and everyone will have a wishbone.
See, the sarcasm in your voice is like, that's uncalled for.
I think
that's
it was a good answer to
no.
You I'm annoyed that traditions. You don't know that that's a tradition.
I did not
tradition.
Know. So that's a tradition.
Yes. Yeah.
To break the wishbone on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ain't never did that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was
You don't have to apologize.
No, I'm saying because I felt like I've been attacked. Kyle is attacking me over
well,
here.
Well, you were kind of attacking Skylar's answer.
No, I was
this
just,
is a
I,
joke,
no,
quite frankly.
I just didn't know, and I was trying to understand. I was trying to get clarity.
Okay.
Then Kyle, Mr. Smarty Pants over here, wants to get all Smarty Pants.
The bracket of Kyle, Smarty Pants Quinn.
Yeah.
All right, so I think what Skylar said there is something that's in the back of all of our minds, right?
What's that?
Well, if the game goes off script and it becomes a shootout and they have to throw more, I mean, we haven't seen it, and we keep waiting for this, and it hasn't had to happen yet, but the question is, can Jalen throw them back into a game? They're down.
You know what? I'll say to that, I just sat here and did a whole spiel about every team that we've played that they haven't been able to successfully stop the run yet, outside the Cleveland Browns. The Detroit Lions defensive line is not that great when you talk about.
It's pretty good.
Well, they're not. Who would you say, and we haven't played them, but on paper right now, who do you say would be the bigger challenge? The line that they played this weekend or the line in Detroit?
Probably this one they just played with the Rams.
And they mauled.
The Detroit one has more vets. I'm not sure if that makes a big difference. This one was young and talented.
But, man, like, and I hear what you're saying, Skylar, but this offensive line, man, they're a better run-blocking team than the one that was in 22.
Let me present it in a different way. Because your point is fair that no one has stopped this run yet. Why should we think anyone's going to? But, Hugh, what if they can't just run? And what I mean by that is they're down 17 or 14 fast. You have to throw the ball. Like, it just takes more time to run, right? You can't just wait for the home run in the fourth quarter. It feels like they've won a certain way, and maybe they can the whole season. But I think it's fair in the back of people's mind to say, what if they get down 14 and they have to throw?
Because this is a passing league.
Yeah, right.
I get that. But I'll push back a little bit and say this. This is also a copycat league. And the last couple weeks, teams have been trying to figure out the number one priority with this team right now is to stop the run. Haven't been able to do it. 9 men in the box, 8 men in the box, 10 men in the box, whatever. Haven't been able to do it. Until and the one thing that I know about the NFL, they're going to run something until you stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody stopped it yet. Nobody stopped it yet.
Can I give you a comp? Because I keep wondering this, right? It's in the back of my mind. What do they do if they're in a shootout? What do they do if they're...
No, I mean, and that's legit.
But can I give you an example of a team that was able to win with a running game and a defense, and it never really happened?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that long ago. I'm not going back to the 1990s or 1980s. Hugh, that team that won the Super Bowl in Seattle with Russell Wilson. Remember the Legion of Boom?
Yeah, and Marshawn Lynch.
Right?
Yeah.
So that team never had to do it. They were a run-first defense team.
And he was a beast.
And they ran all the way to the Super Bowl, and their defense carried them. So in the 3 playoff games, here's how many points they gave up in their 3 playoff games, that Seattle team that year. 15 in the divisional round, 17 in the NFC Championship game, and 8 in the Super Bowl. They never had to do it. I mean, sometimes, like, this could happen. If I had to guess, I think at some point they're going to have to throw to win a game, whether it be against the Lions or the Chiefs in a Super Bowl, whatever. But maybe I'm wrong on this, and it's like the 2013 Seahawks, and they run and defense their way to a Super Bowl.
No, I think what you're saying is legit worry, but like I just said, ain't nobody has been able to stop them yet.
The question would be this. Let's say they're down, I'm just playing a scenario out, 14 to the Lions early. Do they keep running and just trust the game will settle down? Or do they say, bleep, we're down 2 scores, we got to throw?
So basically you're saying that if they play the Lions that, okay, say scenario they played out, they kick the ball off, the Lions come down.
Touchdown.
They get a touchdown.
Eagles get stopped, Lions score again. Do they flip the script or do they stick with, like, I don't know how they'd react in that scenario. We haven't seen it.
To be honest, I understand the scenario you're asking me, but I don't see the personnel for the Detroit Lions being able to stymie this offense twice enough to put them in a position to be up 14 points. To be, and not trying to be difficult, but I just don't see that. They're creative enough, and I know a lot of times that Coach Moore does things that makes people pull their hair out early in the game, but he's been pretty innovative in those first couple series to help put them in position to score, though. I will give him that. Now, it's been a little bit of a tough sledding as far as, you know, getting that first touchdown, but he's put them in position to score.
It doesn't necessarily, like, just to play devil's advocate, because I am on your side, Hugh, it doesn't just have to be the defense that is the reason that the Eagles are down early in a game, sure, right?
Like, could be a fumble.
Could be a turnover, a bad special teams something like that. Right?
I know what
like,
you're saying.
You could find yourself in a 14-0 hole, and we're not necessarily pissed off the defense.
In a pickle. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
And then you just wonder, can they throw their way back in? 215-592-9494. Look, these are good problems to have. Right? We're talking about a 9-2 team, and we're wondering how they'll react in an NFC championship game. Like, this is it's a good problem to have. Are you ready to say right now, this team's better than the team that made the Super Bowl 2 years ago? 215-592-9494. All right. Coming up next, more on Saquon Barkley, the season he's having, which feels like an all-timer. I'm going to try to rank here what I think are the greatest individual seasons by an Eagle. Your calls on this. We'll see where I put Saquon here. Are you ready to say this team is better than the 2022 team? And your guesses on Hugh's clues. First clue today, holiday tradition. 215-592-9490 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel app serves up all the ingredients you need to place live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today and get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.